This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Zeggi Today, all across the USA and around the world, smack dab in the middle of November. Wow, not too very long before we'll be singing Christmas carols. Well, on our show this second hour, my first guest is a really terrific artist and car guy, Chip Foose, who for many years had the TV show Overhaulin'. It's back now on Motor Trend app, and I'm very excited about it because it's a great show. Even if you're not a car guy or a car girl, you'll enjoy this program because what they do with automobiles is absolutely sensational. Then, of course, a legend. My buddy Smokey Robinson will be on the show from Sha-na-na, Bowser, and they're going to be chatting with Claire Robinson about holiday entertaining. And that's all coming up this second hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Zeggi Today. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zeggi Today. Well, if anybody has listened to me at all over the years, you know that I'm a car guy. Love cars, got cars, and I'm a car all the time. And one of my all-time favorite shows, it was a show called Overhaulin', which I still watch in reruns, but it's hard to believe it's been off the air on TV since 2015. And now, the biggest thing since they invented sliced bread, it's back on Motor Trend app. Bring him back, Overhaulin', with all the gang. Joining us right now is Chip Foose, Chris Jacobs, and AJ. Hi, guys. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Really good. Thanks, Ron.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Well, good to be here.
Chip, you and I have done this before, and I still have in our studios here I can't describe the green Mustang that you signed for me and sent it over to me. It was done many, many years ago. But I am so ecstatic that the show is back. And we're going to start with Chip, because, Chip, I was just watching you on an email today talking about what you did to revamp, if you will, a 70 CUDA. But tell us a little bit how this whole thing got started, because I know that for a long time you were with Boyd Coddington at Hot Rods by Boyd. But this show is absolutely unbelievable. The premise, how did it all begin? Steal a car and make it great.
Our producer, Bud Brutchman, he came to the shop and told me that he wanted to do a show based on what I do for a living. And we actually filmed, if you remember, there was a show called Rides first.
Yeah.
And it was while we were filming Rides that, we finished that show, and Bud came back and said, the network loves it. They want to do a series. And I thought, we did that first episode of Rides, and I about killed myself building a Thunderbird that I called Speedbird. And I thought, you're going to kill me if you try to turn this into a series. So I said, here's a list of, you know, I gave Bud a list of shops and said, call these people, find out when they're starting their next project, and you can send a film crew once a month to each of these shops. And I gave him 25 lists. I said, in 10 months, you'll have 25 episodes. I said, we could never do that together, you know, just the two of us, and I'd kill myself trying. But I said, but for a series, I said, there are thousands of cars out there in garages and side yards that the people don't have the means to actually build it themselves, but they're in their side yard or garage because one day they want to restore it. I said, let's take their car and redo it and give it to them as the ultimate, you know, surprise. And Bud had the idea of pranking them, and he put the whole thing together, wrote it up, and sent it to the network, and they asked for 7 episodes right off the bat.
But see, the premise of this is the fact that you steal the car. I love that. I mean, that's the hook, because, you know, remodeling a car is great, and you're the best at it, but that stealing aspect.
Well, we found the best car thief in the country, Chris Jagan, who takes these cars for us.
Chris, I got to tell you something. You have a lot of guts doing what you did on that show. First of all, not only does Chris co-host Overhauling, but also we see him on Bear Jackson Live. And I didn't realize this, okay? But along with that, he has been in CSI, 2.5 Men, The X-Files, The Insider, a correspondent for E! Entertainment. And you are an attorney?
I am.
Wow. Yep. Very. You graduated from the same law school that Richard Nixon did, I think, didn't you not, in Whittier?
No, I went to the same undergrad, Whittier College, as Richard Nixon. And then I went to law school at Western State. Passed the bar on my first try, and then I said to myself, well, what's more difficult than trying to make a living as an attorney? Oh, I'll try to make a living in entertainment. But fortunately, I never had to fall back on my being an attorney, and, you know, man, I took the bar back in 95.
Wow.
So I would not advise anyone to retain my legal services, because I've forgotten everything about the law.
No.
But I do know about stealing cars, and I've been doing that since
we're doing all my legal services.
Oh, man. Well, it's got a deep discount. But, yeah, we are so happy that the show is back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing that we started making the show 16 years ago.
Wow.
And it's testament to how popular the show is that it's aired, I think, almost every day since it premiered. And, you know, the fans just, they kept wanting it and wanting it, and finally the network listened, and they brought us back.
My wife tells me, she says, you've seen that episode 42 times. You could build the car yourself. I said, I don't care. I love these guys. And I love Adrian Janik. AJ. Now,
thank you.
I got to tell you something. I mean, there are great cars and great things, and I could say great bodies on those cars, but I'm not going to go in that corner. But geez, oh man, what beauty you bring to it. And I didn't realize that you were a runway model. That's very cool. And did some work for E! And Entertainment and TV Guide. But, you know, you really bring the little flair to that show that might be missing just a tad bit with Chip and Chris. You bring another dimension to it. Did you not build or work on or design your 68 Firebird?
I did, and you're right. You know, I'll say, I'm from the fashion industry. You know, I did model beforehand, and when I first joined Overhauling, I know the network wanted me to be like this car girl, but I knew nothing about cars, and I wanted to bring the approach of, hey, let me learn as I go along, just like somebody at home would be wanting to learn about cars, and it worked, because I think the car industry, they know who's a fake and who's not. So my approach, which is honesty is the best policy, and learn as I go was the best route to go. And yes, eventually I designed and built my own dream car, which is the 68 Firebird, and I still have it.
Great,
so
that's great.
I love that car.
I know that over the years that you've had thousands of proposals coming in as to how you could have somebody be on the show and do something to their car. Now, I got to be honest with you guys and lady. I got to be one of those people. I called one time because I have, and I've never seen you do this, Chip, I have a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, wow.
And I love
not too many of those.
No, there were only 550 built between 1970 and 1986. And this is a 75, and of course Elvis had the first one, and Dean Martin and Lucille Ball and Sammy Davis Jr. and all these guys. So I get the car. At the time, Ed McMahon was alive, and he was my partner in a lot of things, a lot of show business things. And he lived in Beverly Hills, and I told him, I said, why don't we bring the car to your house, because I'm in Orlando, and call Chip and have him steal it. Okay? This way he could steal it from your garage, and then I could get this thing done with the Foose design, with the Foose touch of gold, okay?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any inside information on Publishers Clearinghouse?
You may already have won $10 million.
You may already have won.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I got to tell you,
work for both of us.
He came to visit, well, he used to stay at my house all the time, but he came one time for a birthday party, and I rented a limo. He came up with the limousine, comes out of the car with his wife with a big present for my son's birthday and a balloon. 3 days later, I'm out cutting the grass. My neighbor says, "Why are you doing that?" And I says, "Well," and he's cutting. He says, "What, didn't you win the $10 million? I saw Ed pull up in a limousine with the balloon." So now, how many episodes do you have on Motor Trend now, guys?
Well, all of them are available. If people want to go back and watch the old episodes, every single Overhaul and episode is available on the Motor Trend app.
Oh, wow.
And so they can binge to their heart's content to get ready for the new episodes. So if you want to see what Chip and I looked like as younger people and see what AJ looks exactly the same as she does now.
Oh, yeah, don't change that.
Check out all those old episodes.
About 140 episodes?
Yeah.
That's not including the new stuff that we've been filming, so there's lots to catch up on.
Starts November 16th.
November 16th. Boy, I tell you, I can't wait. Starting November 16th. Oh, wow, that's great. Is the premise still the same? Are you going to steal the cars or get them in this kind of a sneaky way?
Yep, we play an elaborate prank at the beginning of the episode. We let them in on it, that they're being overhauled, and then we take their car down to the shop, and the next time they see it is when we're done building it. The format is pretty much the same. We've upped the ante on a few of the pranks this year, though.
Great. Well, a few of the new cars that are going to be in the episodes coming up is a 2002 Ford F-150, a 65 Shelby Daytona Coupe, wow, and a 2015 Chevy Camaro ZL1, and possibly maybe a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk down the road, right, guys?
Never know. Yeah. Never know.
You could be next. You could be next, okay? Hey, this has been really a treat. I really appreciate it. And, Chip, thank you for sending me that car. It's one of my treasured items that I have here in the studio. And, Chris, keep up the great work with all that you do, and you do a ton. And if anybody needs a closing agent or somebody to defend them in a murder case, Chris is available. And, Adrian, never change. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, guys. We'll be watching, all right? Thanks. Overhauling. It's back on Motor Trend app starting the 16th. And, of course, it stars none other than Chip Foose, Chris Jacobs, and Adrian Janik, AJ. I love that show.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
If by rare chance you have never seen that show, you got to see it. They work miracles with taking a car that's beat up and turning it into a masterpiece, and they are artists. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you are here, my friend. It's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
I have this brand new CD in front of me right now that includes 6 songs recorded in concert, 6 that have been your songs. I love recorded live music.
Oh, thank you. I do, too. In fact, Ron, even the ones that are studio cuts there, I recorded them live in the studio. By that, I mean, you know, I had the musicians in there playing while I was singing, which in today's recording world is unheard of, man.
I don't know how many people realize this, but you bring up an excellent point, and that is the fact that, I hate to say it this way, but we both are from this era. In the older days, they did all the music and the vocals together. And now you go in, the band maybe comes in on Wednesday, you come in on Monday.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have that.
The guitar players there on Thursday, you know, people who play and sing on the same records don't even see each other nowadays.
They don't even know their names or their faces.
Exactly.
I think that kind of takes away from the charisma of working with a live band, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely takes away the spontaneity, you know, because, you know, you can never imagine in your mind what somebody might play or sing, you know, when everything's going on at the same time. No matter what you've planned, you know, a lot of stuff goes on that's unplanned, and it's just a great thing. It's like doing a concert in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you're performing, I always like the live versions because it's kind of a little bit of a different arrangement, if you will, a more of a Vegas-type thing where it's got a lot of energy to it. A lot of times in the studio, you're held back from doing that.
Well, absolutely you are.
How did you guys do it at Motown? Did you do it with all the musicians there? I always.
Oh, yeah. Ron, when we first started, man, there was only one track.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On that Ampex recorder.
If you're going to be on that record, you better be there that day. You better be in that studio at that time. There was no going back and overdubbing and all that stuff like that. You know, the best you could do is if you had 2 tracks of the same, of relatively the same tempo, if you wanted to do something, you might be able to splice 2 of those together. But other than that, you know, whoever's going to be on that record had better be in there when it's being recorded.
Well, I'm sure you ran into situations whereby your take was great, but the bass player screwed up or something.
Many times, that's why a lot of those songs, man, it was take 100. You know, exactly.
But those were the days when you really had all of the chemistry going at one time.
For sure you did, and I think the producers and the engineers in those days had to really be on top of the gigs, man, because you were mixing and doing all that as you were going along.
Absolutely. His log, 37 top 40 hits in your career. Unbelievable Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy for the Best R&B Performance, Soul Train Music Award, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, what a career, Smokey.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, Ron. You know, I'm doing what I love and earning a living at it.
It's always nice to do what you love and be accepted the way you have been over the years. The fact of the matter is, Smokey has such a wide appeal.
Absolutely. Music, man. I love it. I mean, I think they're some of the greatest writers in the world. Those country songs tell those real down-to-earth life stories. you know, the walls are talking and all that.
Yeah, right. And the old bit where you play it backwards, you get your car back, the dog back, the
wife back. Absolutely.
Everything comes back.
Everything comes back.
When I listen to these songs, the memories that they bring back are phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Ron.
How many gigs did you do a year, Smokey?
Well, you know, it's according to the ones that I like, man. I think that this year I bit off a whole lot more than I wanted to chew gig-wise, Ron, because we started a tour the last week in February that lasted until 2 weeks ago. We went all over the world and everything. And see, what my agents do is they trick me. They call me because I've already got dates in for next year, but they'll call me and say, Smoke, you know, next September we've got so-and-so. And it sounds like, okay, next September, that's a year away, I can do that. That, man.
Right.
But you look up and the whole schedule's filled up. And so that's what happened to me this year. I'm tour wiped out. I mean, the tour's over, but I still have some dates that I have to fulfill for this year.
Because somebody came to me last September, wanted me to be in an event. September, that's got to be like a year away. Man, it came right up on you like crazy. And you think,
absolutely.
What am I doing this for?
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Where were the live performances recorded, Smokey?
All over the country, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that out of all these songs, you wrote all of them except one.
Yeah, I did, man.
That's quite a talent.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Now, you can visit Smokey at www.smokeyrobinson.com. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter. Do you understand all that Twitter stuff? I get
Well, I do, but, I don't constantly Twitter for myself. Well, I've been on tour so much this year. I have a guy who is a very close friend of mine. In fact, he's one of my recording engineers, and he basically handles the Twitters for me. I don't know that I could even Twitter all the time. You know, okay, well, I'm on my way to the store. Okay, I just bought, you know, I don't know that I can handle that one.
I just recorded a new CD called Smokey Robinson Now and Then. Now
I can tell him that.
Yeah, you got to do that. When you do a song that has such a hit, like Going to a Go-Go and stuff like that, do you ever concern yourself, like the first six that you did, do you ever concern yourself when you go in the studio of redoing it, not the same way or as a different arrangement? Do you ever get concerned about doing it over again?
No, I don't, Ron. When I recorded those songs live, I did them basically like they've always been done.
Yes.
Of course, time changes everything, and so they've changed a tiny bit throughout the years. And then when you sing them over and over and over again, see, for me, and I'm honest about this. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do all those concerts every year, but every night, those songs are new to me. I mean, I never get bored with them or complacent or anything like that. You know, I'm having so much fun on stage, and those songs are new. So I always look at them as new songs.
That is probably one of the wisest things I've ever heard from any singer. And the reason being is that, you know this, so many times singers will be tired of doing the arrangement that they did on the record that they'll start doing different things to it, and it's not like the record, and the people come to hear it like the record.
Yeah, they do. So you can't change them so outlandishly that nobody recognizes.
Yeah, there's a group that I went to see, and I said, those aren't those songs, you know? In fact, I'll give you another example, but I'll do it off the air when I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But this is terrific. Again, everybody, you have to go, because now available is this brand new CD by the legend of Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, 6 live recordings, which are phenomenal, 6 studio recordings, but done like they were a live performance with the band present in the studio, and of course, sung by the great Smokey Robinson.
Well, we do, Ron, and I appreciate you doing it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Smokey Robinson. Get this brand new CD now with a lot of his greatest hits recorded again, called Now and Then. And don't forget to check out Smokey's website, SmokeyRobinson.com. Smokey, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
People say I'm the life of the party.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Polls have closed in Louisiana where the runoff election for governor is taking place. Democrat incumbent John Bel Edwards is hoping to stay in office despite President Trump campaigning for his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi.
We have a situation here where we have a job creator, particularly like in the oil and gas industry, where we've lost thousands of jobs because of the lawsuit abuse by John Bel Edwards' plaintiff attorneys. So we need to turn something around here.
Political experts believe the race is too close to call. Five people are dead and an 11-year-old is in critical condition after a shooting inside a San Diego home. Police say the dead include a man, woman, and three children under the age of 10. The sixth victim is currently in surgery. No arrests have been made, but police say there is no further threat to the public, nor are there any outstanding suspects. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we are back Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. That's the music of our next guest. Joining us right now from Shawnee, a longtime friend that I haven't seen in about 1,000 years. Bowser's with us. Hey, Bowser, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's great to hear from you again.
It was many, many years ago at Universal Studios, and you were in our studio, and I think it was exactly 1,000 years ago. We had a great time, and we haven't chatted since, and I'm so glad that you're with us today and talking about this great My Music thing on PBS.
I remember 100%, and, you know, you get both Bowser and John Bauman if you like, Ron, because Bowser could be here at the drop of a hat, you know.
You know, that's the reason we wanted you on. We get two for the price of one. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it. Well, congratulations on all the success that you've had over the years. And we want to run down some of that success. But first, let's talk about the show that's going to be premiering. It's on PBS, so you got to check your local listings for time and station. It's
yes.
going to be on 1,000 times, I'm sure of it. It's the Torch.
Correct. Effect. It's going to be on forever.
Forever.
But that's the objective of the show. That's
yeah.
really the purpose of the show, because, the show is about passing the torch on from the originators of the wonderful music called doo-wop, you know, from the 50s and the early 60s,
right.
passing the torch to younger generations that are going to keep this music alive. So DJ's really smart to get these shows on PBS, because PBS will play them forever.
Forever. But, you know, John, here's the nice part about it is that you guys were able to find those individuals who would carry the torch, because that's a difficult task in itself.
Well, he instituted basically a worldwide talent search. He probably told you this.
Yes.
You know, people were coming. There were tapes sent in from South Africa and Asia, you know, of people worldwide who love this music. You know, this music is Americana that has spread all over the world. So, in a way, it's not that surprising. I mean, we've all experienced this, who have traveled the world doing this music, how popular it is worldwide. What was a little surprising was that it remains popular even with much younger generations. But, yeah, he was very successful. You know, it didn't come as that much of a surprise to me. I've had, on my live shows, there were a couple of people who were on doo-wop generations. Notably, there's a young person named Kid Kyle,
mm-hmm.
who started doing my live shows when he was 12.
Wow.
And he's now like 22, and he loves this music. There's a group called the Whiptones from Whippany, New Jersey, who started doing this music in high school just because they loved it. You know, they heard it, you know, from their parents, and, you know, playing it. You know, I'm not really that surprised at how relatively easy it was to find people all over the world who love the music of the 50s and 60s.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling TJ that I have two sons. One is 38 and one's 42, and they love it. I mean, it's phenomenal. They love, and they know all the words and everything else. And one of our close family friends is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. I mentioned this to TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him one day, I said, NSYNC. Five-part harmony. Where'd you guys, you know, get the idea? He says, doo-wop. He said, you know, the style is different from the standpoint of how we organize it and arrange it and everything else.
Right.
You know, we got all of this from doo-wop, listening to our parents listen to this music. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Boys to Men. I mean, obviously, you know, all of those, what became called, you know, boy groups, you know, of the later generations. I mean, sure, the musical style advances, but it's all inspired by doo-wop.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the nature of this show. You know, when you look at the songs that are on this show, Ron, you know, like my friend Jay Siegel sings The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Right.
You know, Jay Siegel's Tokens.
Right.
And he still sings it in the original key. Okay, this is a song that was in the movie The Lion King. You know, every generation, every 3-year-old now has heard this song, and every 93-year-old has heard this song. You know, these are some of the most beloved songs in the history of the world.
Right.
So, you know, Jay's going to sing this song along with, you know, a young guy who shares part of the lead with him, who also sings it well. There's a couple of young guys from California who do an acoustic version of This Magic Moment, which is actually really gorgeous, like their interpretation of this. It's beautiful. And then Charlie Thomas's Drifters join them, you know, sort of halfway through, you know, who originated the song.
Sure.
So it's really a warm, you know, show, intergenerational show that really makes its point well. And as we discussed, you know, PBS will keep running this show, so it'll keep this music alive for a very long time.
Yeah, that's sensational. I remember the last time I saw Jay do The Lion Sleeps Tonight, after he did the high falsetto, he looked at me in the audience and he said, "You see, I can still do that." It is just
incredible.
Yes.
The fact that he still sings that song in its original key, I mean, this is sort of musician stuff, but, you know, most people, you know, even when they can still sing the stuff, have to drop the key a little bit. Not Jay.
No. Now, I want to talk to you about something that I know is very close to your heart, and mine too. And that's on behalf of these musicians that go out and identify themselves as the originals. You know, like Charlie Thomas, a good friend, great guy. Mary Wilson of the Supremes. You know, the late Carl Gardner had these problems where people go out and they say they're so-and-so. I had a guy call me one day and he said, you know, I'm part of the Crests. And I says, really? And, you know people like the late Dave Somerville, how hard they work to put their names out in front. And I went and Googled his name. He was born in 1954.
Right.
You know, are you kidding me? How can we protect against that kind of stuff, John?
Well, I sort of took the bull by the horns with regard to this because the abuses were so disturbing. You know, a lot of the old-timers who were my friends, a lot of whom whose names you just mentioned, and also people like Bill Pinkney from the original Drifters, Herb Reed from the Platters, you know, they were so damaged, you know, by having all their jobs and their legacy taken away by imposter groups, particularly, you know, the last few decades when they still wanted to perform and they couldn't even get jobs because the phony groups were undercutting them and taking all the work and undercutting their prices. So, I did do a proactive thing where we, you know, I spearheaded a movement called Truth in Music, and we got a law passed in 34 states, all the states that really had this problem the worst, and got this law passed to make sure that when the public funds down good money to see a group, that they're seeing something that is connected to the real group.
Right.
That's out there.
Right.
So Truth in Music has worked pretty well. We still have abuses that we're fighting. In fact, right now we're in the middle of yet another revival of Drifters abuse. But we have this good tool in place that can fight it. The Truth in Music law is basically a consumer law, first and foremost, so that, you know, consumers are not ripped off. If it's a tribute show, call it a tribute show. Tribute shows are fine, but it's got to be clear to the public that that's what they are, and then they'll pay less money to go see it.
Right.
And, you know, and the real people have a chance at going out and working.
That's a great cause. If you need any help in the future, John, let me know. I'm behind you 100% on that. I really am. And I got to tell you, too, that I really enjoyed the golden age of rock and roll, the 10-hour series for A&E.
You.
Done very well. Well, do me a favor now, John, okay? Let's not wait another 1,000 years to have you back. You're a great guest and a good friend. I'd love to have you on the show more often. So would you do that?
Absolutely. Anytime you want. You're one of the greats. And yeah, it has been too long. I couldn't agree with you more. But you call, I'll be there.
Okay.
You
got to do me a favor. Do promo right now for the show like Bowser would.
Okay, so use everybody out there. Now, you're not going to get me on the show. You get this guy, John Bauman. He's a little square, but otherwise he's okay. So anyways, you got to see Do Up Generations. It's passing the torch from the original generation onto the younger people who are going to keep the great Do Up music alive. And the only other thing I got to say to you is,
love it, John. Thanks so much. I look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
Thanks, Ron. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. John the Bowser Bauman joins us. Boy, I tell you, he's a terrific guy and a great talent, too. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child.
I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Find it around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past. Very appropriate time for her to be here. Every time is appropriate, actually, for her to be on our show. She is a chef. She is a TV personality, best known for her Food Network show, Five Ingredient Fix. She also has a book of that name, Food Network's Challenge, BBC's America's Chef Race, and guest judging for the Travel Channel. She does it all. Joining us right now is Claire Robinson. Hi, Claire. How are you? Happy holiday.
Oh, Ron, happy holidays. I always love speaking with you.
I know. I enjoy this, and I don't know a heck of a lot about cooking, so I learn more from you than I've learned in college and high school, in life and everything else when it comes to cooking. But this is the time of the year where the stress is on. Because everybody not only has Christmas shopping, they have company coming over, they have parties to go to, but they also want to have company at the house and they want to cook. And that really puts this time of the year a very stressful time. So
Number one, how do we avoid that stress at Christmas time and Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, it really does, right? It really is. It can be a stressful time. I like to start by looking at my kitchen and planning my prep based around what I have in my kitchen appliance-wise. And Samsung Family Hub is my go-to. It really answers all of my needs. Let me tell you how cool this thing is. I can select my favorite recipe from the Samsung Family Hub. Then I can preheat my oven directly from the Family Hub. I can see inside of my refrigerator, so when I'm at the grocery store, I know what I need. And I can even manage my calendar and my family's busy calendar all from this. It's the smartest thing in my kitchen, all from Samsung Family Hub. Can you believe that we can do that? The capability is out there for that?
Yeah, how does it work?
If I knew that,
you wouldn't be doing this show, right?
Exactly. I mean, the greatest thing is, I know it's very, very user-friendly. It's your fridge. You just, like, touch it, and you can do it all from, you can access it from anywhere. So it's, you know, from your phone. So it's really handy in that regard. They even have a new finish, Tuscan stainless steel, which is this grayish bronze, and very much on my wish list right now for the holidays. So if anybody is listening, and they have great deals throughout the entire month of November, you can check those out at samsung.com if you're in, if anybody's listening and wants to get me a present.
Wow, that's an outstanding. I am going to check into that. Now, you know, is this the time of the year to try new recipes? I mean, everybody wants to do the traditional family recipes, but then after a while, you want to be different. Is this not the time to do it because of the risk of screwing it up and then you got the embarrassment with the company?
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you, I would say don't experiment so crazy. And if you do, you need to have some things on hand that you can get through that. I think it's fun. You know, this is the time that you want to really impress, and you might, like, find that recipe in a magazine or decide to really take a risk. If you're going to do that, which I'm going to tell you, probably not the best idea, but we all do it. So my suggestion would be to keep some things in your freezer that you can fix, like, last-minute go-to. Not, like, quick fix if things go wrong, but also I like the versatility of certain ingredients that I hold in my freezer, because freezers only have so much room. I like to pick things that will work for me instead of me having to make them work. Farm Rich is great. They have a homestyle meatball that's wonderful. They have mozzarella bites. Their homestyle meatballs are probably one of the most versatile ingredients that I have in my entire kitchen, because I can use them to make a quick or like appetizer or hors d'oeuvre for getting very fancy. They have the great recipes too on their website, farmrich.com. But the pomegranate glazed meatball, homestyle meatball, that's the recipe that I love. It's this, it's really easy. You just take pomegranate juice, reduce it with a little bit of sugar and chicken bouillon, surprisingly. It's really, really good. It's a fast glaze, and you put that on top of the baked meatballs. But having those in my freezer is so great as a go-to. So if, let's say, I did take that risk, I can quickly open my freezer and boom, I can make spaghetti and meatballs, or boom, I can add those to a soup, or no problem, I can whip something up if, let's say, I decided to take that risky move of making a new recipe and it went wrong and I have nothing to eat. So that's how you fix that.
Well, how do you handle these people that have dietary constraints? For example, I mean, they might have diabetes, or they might be a vegan, or, you know, they have some kind of an issue. How do you get around, especially if you have like 20 people in the house and only one falls into that category?
Ron, that is such a good question. And, you know, this is something that's happening more and more. I actually love keeping things on hand, not only for myself, because I do, I try and be more conscious. Personally, I follow a plant-based diet periodically, not all the time at all. I actually eat everything. But it's great to have ingredients on hand that, one, if I choose to every once in a while eat that way and be, in my opinion, more responsible, I have an ingredient that will answer to everybody's needs, and that's the country crop plant butters. You can go to upfield.com to learn about about what plant butter is. So basically, Upfield is the leader in plant-based butters and spreads and margarines, and their new innovation is this Country Crock plant butter. And what I love most about it is I can bake with it. They have sticks, and I can bake with it one-to-one, like dairy to this plant butter, so you just treat it the same. Or I can use the tub, which is the spreadable, the Country Crock plant butter olive oil, the Country Crock plant butter almond oil or avocado oil. You can go to countrycrock.com to see more of those. But what's great about it is, for me, when I choose, like, hey, I'm going to go plant-based today, I've got that. If somebody says, I'm vegan, I'm kosher, I'm dairy-free, I'm gluten-free, no problem. Got you covered.
Wow.
You know, it allows you to still feed people.
Yeah. Now we're going to get to the bad part of it, okay? Cleaning up. My wife loves to cook. She hates cleaning up. She's, you know, the whole time she's cleaning up, she says, why didn't we go to a restaurant? Okay, how do we make that easier?
This is the thing. You don't think about the cleanup of your clothes. So that's my tip. Is actually, I'm taking it out of the kitchen altogether. The cleanup is all about the laundry. For me, I've covered in stains when I leave, and I have so many guests that are coming through the house over the holidays that I like to keep different mighty packs. I love the all mighty packs. I keep them on hand so I can quickly put some laundry in and have the free and clear is my favorite because it answers to the skin sensitivities, and it's the number one recommended by dermatologists. So it's my go-to to stock for the holiday season. You can go to all-laundry.com to find the mighty pack that will work for you best, but don't forget about the laundry.
Did it again. You answered a lot of questions and made life a little easier for a lot of people out there, and I am assuming that between now and the end of the year, we'll chat again, okay?
All right. Wonderful, Ron. You have a great holiday season until I talk to you again.
Thanks, Claire. Our guest has been Chef Claire Robinson, best known for her TV appearances on the Food Network, and author, and really the lady that knows everything there is to know about holiday entertaining. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? Sangzhou's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide. And their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, Sangzhou can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at Sangzhou.com. That's Sangzhou.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to put a wrapper on things on Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include, from her new daytime show and syndication, Tamron Hall, actress Yvette Nicole Brown, Leslie Iwerks from Disney with a great presentation she's got coming up on Disney Plus, taking us behind the scenes at Disney, Dr. John McKeon. Also want to thank Chip Foose from Overhauling, music legend Smokey Robinson from Shawna Bowser, and talking about holiday entertaining with our guest, Claire Robinson. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.